All right, so before I get started with this week's quote-unquote episode, I just want to tell you about the last couple of things. So I had a great show at Salsa Parlor a couple weeks ago. The problem was I forgot to record. Of course, I knew it would happen at least sometime. At least I got it out of the way. I had a really good set. There was some odd stuff. Then I missed Max because I was sick, and then there was a big snowstorm, so haven't done a lot of stand-up. And then there was a show at Crunchy's in East Lansing where the audience was so loud you couldn't hear my recording, so I didn't think it would be worth putting it out there. So let's talk about tonight. I didn't record this before the show. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. I did some old, like, not old stuff. I did some stuff that I've been doing recently, and I put two new jokes tonight. So here's what's happening, and then I'll talk about what I think.
The Postal Service shut down, and that's like their thing is that they don't. Like, rain, sleet, snow, doesn't say shit about cold, fuck this. We are done. Wrap it up, take a break. My wife wanted to take this painting class called Painting with a Twist. I googled what the twist is. Turned out the twist is drinking. I was like, oh, I've been driving with a twist for years. There's no classes for me. At least not until I get caught. I hear after you get caught, there's a couple of classes you have to take. My birthday's next month. I'm pretty excited. Thanks. I don't mind getting older. Some people are weird about it. Like, the other day I was at a bar with my mother-in-law, because that's the kind of family we are. And I got carded. She's like, I bet you're starting to like that more and more. And I'm like, no, I'm not really nostalgic for the time where I had no money and people were in charge of me. It's not all good though. Like, when I was 20, I used to be evenly moist from top to bottom. Just a good 40% from head to toe. It's really good. It was just symmetrically sweaty. Like, that was just how I was. Now it depends on what area of my body you go to or what the fuck. Like, I have to carry, like, powders and balms. Do you understand what I mean? Like, I have to lotion certain parts and dry out other parts. Like, the back of my knees started sweating. It's so weird. That's where my lips are constantly drying, which is weird because they're near the wettest part of my face. It's so weird. It's like a desert next to a rainforest. It doesn't make that any sense. It's like surrounded by water and it's constantly. It's like having sex in the shower. Like, there's water around you, but for some reason it feels like you're rubbing rubber bands together. You know what I'm talking about? Why does wet things make things dry? We're in a simulation, it's not working. My left pit is just like a leaky faucet. Like, that's, if I'm ever dehydrated, it's this motherfucker's fault. Like, this guy's got, I don't know what the fuck lefty's doing. It's just so bad. My least favorite part, my eyes, they're just 50-50. Like, they're either, like, crying for no reason, or they're as dry as a KFC biscuit. So I can never see. It's awful. It's bad. As I get older, I've been married for a year, but I've been with my wife for, like, 6 or 7 years. And I realize I have lost some skills. Like, I'm a bad wingman now. I was at a concert with my buddy. He's got done playing the show. And he was like, I'm really into this little blonde girl with the hat. At that moment, she walked in between us. I pointed in her face and went, that one? I saw, like, skills to recognize a human. That's what I have. I pointed in her face. Like, it's weird. Just as you get older, you just swap things out in your brain. Like, I know how to change, like, a furnace filter now, but I can't finger bang anymore. Like, that's just, it's a give and take.
For
younger, I had a dog named Lady. One time I got home, she was gone, and my parents told me that she had gone to a farm. As I got older, I realized that was a lie that parents tell their kids when they're not ready to deal with death. So I confronted my mom, and I was like, Mom, so what happened to Lady? How did she die? And she was like, what? She went to a farm. And I was like, I'm 29 years old. How did she die? And she's like, no, I'm really serious. She was way too energetic for our family. We had to give her to a farm. And it kind of fucked with me. I was like, what else were my parents that I think they were lying about that's like totally true? And I'm just like looking in the sky for storks and shit. I stopped masturbating because I'm convinced I'm going to go blind. That's even blind people are like, will you help me cross the street? I'm like, no, you fucking pervert. I know about you and dogs and farms now. That's got something to it. I'm an anxious person. I have anxiety disorder. It's a little weird because I have like strange thoughts that even normal anxious people don't have. Like, we're all anxious in this country because we've been shot. We can be shot at any moment. Enjoy that thought. There's two exits. But it's such a thing now, like I go to theater shows and they'll warn people if there's a gunshot in the show so they don't panic. But ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic if there's a gunshot during the show. And my fucking brain's like, this would be a perfect time for someone to fucking shoot us. Nobody's gonna panic. But I have weird fears like that. My biggest weird fear that I have all the time is that there's someone in my back seat when I'm driving. And I always forget that I have this fear. And so I've been driving for 10 minutes on the highway. Then I'm too afraid to take my eyes off the road to check back there. So I just started yelling shit out to catch the guy in the car. I must be going down the road like, I know you're back there! Reveal yourself! But it doesn't work, because he's not there. But my brain doesn't accept that, so I've just been saying more subtle things to catch him off guard. I've just been like, I'm going to McDonald's, you want anything? I'm gonna have a heart attack today. Here, like, some fries would be nice. If you have a weird fear, don't tell me what it is after the show, because then it will become my weird fear. I had a friend, she went to a theater show. During intermission, she took off her boot. There was a bat in her boot. I wore sandals for 2 fucking years. It was like December, like, aren't you cold? I'm like, yeah, but at least I don't have rabies. What are you talking about? So have you ever been to a theater show and found a bat in your boots? I'm like, oh my god, no, did you? And I was like, no. But it happened to Samantha. Sorry, I'm glad that went well. I haven't talked to anybody all day. I think I had one of those days where you like lay in bed all day and you have to go out in the world and you kind of forget what the sound of your voice sounds like. Like you don't really know how to control it or anything. Like, welcome to McDonald's, how can I help you? You're like, chicken! McDonald's chicken! The dude in the back's like, don't forget my friends. Thanks, guys. You had a great night. You've been a lot of fun.
All right, so that was it. We had a great audience tonight, which is what makes me, here's what makes me think, like, when we have good audiences, I'm always like, oh, they were good. So the response to the jokes is going to be possibly better than they deserve. So that's where I'm kind of a little careful with my new bits. So let's start from the top. I did a little postal service thing that was just kind of a little throwaway, I thought, which is fine, but it's, I mean, can't do it for long. No one's going, hey, remember 36 weeks ago when it was cold? So that's just what it is. Then I opened with something that's kind of a great opener that I've been using that I really enjoy doing, and just quick, boom, out the gate. So I don't know what I'm doing, that I know what I'm doing to some extent. And then I did the bit about being older and being like, oh, I don't really miss when I was younger. There's something there. I don't know if I love that. Not crazy about it. The thing about moisture, that needs to be edited down and then expanded outward. There were some really good moments. I really like the idea. but I don't know if I love that bit yet. I do really love the idea, but I don't know if I love the bit that came out of my face today. Then I did the one about my parents and the dog. I really enjoyed that. I think there's something there, but that is bare bones right now. So, I'll have to think more about that. Then I started going into some other stuff I've been working. I did the one about the gunshots in the theater. Man, that joke has been 50-50. I've been doing it sometimes I'll do it, I'll be like, never do that again. And then sometimes I will do it and be like, classic. So, we'll see. We'll see if that gets some more consistency. Then I did more anxiety bits about driving. That one's been doing well. Then I did the bat one. I think there's just something missing there, man. There's some big punch or something. I gotta dive into that. Then there is... Oh, then I did the one about, your weird fear would be my weird fear. That's what I was just talking about. Sorry, I'm trying to remember what I did next. Then after that, I did, I think earlier I did the one about the wingman thing. Not crazy about that one. That one might get dropped. There's something funny about that, but, I don't know. It's one to think about. I ended with the one about, McDonald's chicken. When I do that one, when people talk about it when I get off stage, and that feels good. So, I really like that bit. That one is a keeper, and the callback is doing well. I think that was everything tonight. I've been enjoying doing these and going back over it. So, I'll see you guys. I think my next show is... next week at Max. I apologize that they're so far. Who am I apologizing to? Nobody's listening. But I do have some busy months coming up in March and April. So there'll be different things besides just Max. Hopefully. All right. See you guys. Thanks for listening if you are. If you aren't, that's okay too, because I don't promote this. All right. Bye.